David Byrne. Stock markets in Asia and the United States slumped Friday in reaction to U.S. President Donald Trump's surprise announcement the previous day that he would impose 10% tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. But White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the trade war will hurt China more than the United States.
Any consumer impact is very, very small, minuscule. By the way, consumer spending and consumer wages and salaries and consumer savings are all booming.
Meanwhile, market analyst David Buick says that President Trump is mistaken if he thinks playground bully tactics will work.
I think some of his advisors have got to tell him, you can play this game for so long, but at the end of the day, you need to realize and get in the real world that you are damaging global trade. And if you damage global trade, it will be reflected in the price of stock markets.
And with about an hour left in the trading session on Wall Street, the Dow is down 0.75%, the S&P has dropped 0.88%, and the NASDAQ is off by 1.65%. Meanwhile, at the UN, China's new ambassador, Zhang Jun, said, "If the U.S. wishes to talk, we will talk. If they want to fight, we will fight." The U.S. trade gap fell slightly in June. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The gap between the goods and services the U.S. buys and what it sells abroad fell to $55 billion in June, a drop of 0.3%. The Commerce Department says exports dropped 2% on declines in shipments of autos, computers, crude oil, and consumer products. Imports fell just under 2% on declines in crude oil and petroleum products.
AP's Mike Hempen. This is VOA News. The United States and Russia are blaming each other as both formally abandoned the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, a landmark arms control treaty that President Ronald Reagan and former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev signed three decades ago. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The United States and Russia have both walked away from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Washington blames Moscow, saying it's been violating the treaty for years, developing and fielding weapons that threaten the U.S. and its allies, particularly in Europe. Russia blames the Trump administration, saying it's destroying all international agreements that do not suit them. If the two sides choose not to extend or replace the larger New START treaty, when it expires in a year and a half, there will be no legally binding limits on the world's two largest nuclear arsenals for the first time in nearly half a century. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A ceasefire in northwest Syria has reduced violence in the rebel stronghold with no airstrikes Friday after a three-month-long army offensive killed hundreds while yielding no big territorial gains. Reuters reporter Emily Wither has more.
The British base, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, said Syrian government and Russian warplanes mounted no air raids Friday. The UN says more than 400 civilians have been killed in the escalation since late April and more than 440,000 uprooted. This is the rebels' last major piece of territory, and President Assad, backed by his allies Russia and Iran, wants it back. Syrian state media said the ceasefire would start on Thursday night if militants fulfilled a Russian-Turkish deal, which had tried last year to create a demilitarized buffer zone. The Turkey-backed opposition is taking part in Syria talks hosted by Kazakhstan. They agreed to the ceasefire and said it must guarantee the safety of civilians.
Emily Wither of Reuters. U.S. President Donald Trump announced Friday he had dropped his choice for spy chief, U.S. Representative John Ratcliffe of Texas, after questions about the congressman's lack of experience and possible exaggerations in his resume. On Twitter, Trump blamed unflattering news coverage for his fellow Republicans' decision to bow out of the nomination process and instead remain in Congress. Democratic lawmakers and some former senior U.S. intelligence officers have said the 53-year-old Ratcliffe lacked the expertise and experience to replace Dan Coats as Director of National Intelligence. Some have voiced concerns that he would warp U.S. intelligence to support President Trump's views. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrne, VOA News.
best music today. The Voice of America. VOA1. Cross my heart.